السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ماي دي براذرز سيستر الإسلام. This أمانة. And the أمانة is one شيخ is very famous. His name is عبيد القرني. والله أعلم him or somebody else posted this which is nothing new. For me nothing new. I talk about it for 25-30 years ago. But now, alhamdulillah, people start talking about it. And this was a question of a reader to a big major scholar in Islam. He said, can I be a very good Muslim doing all the ritual, all the worship, and Allah will save me in a time of calamity and a time of fitna? Or I can be in big trouble in a time of calamity and fitna. And I might be among the people who have bad ending. And the answer was about, forgive me, about Ashab al-Sabt, the people of the Sabbath in chapter al-Baqarah, the one they wake up one day and the majority of the people of the village was converted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a monkey. And in this village you have three groups. One group, a sinner, another group silent, let it go, and the third group belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give them advice. The only group has been saved is the group who is doing good deed and spread the message. We see this in the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about when Jibreel alayhi salam, Allah sent him to torture a village. And Jibreel alayhi salam told Allah, Ya Allah, is one worshipper. He never commit any sins. He said, start with him. He used to see my sins and he will not get even upset or his face get red. And continue, chapter Al-Asr, verse 1-3, which the quality of the mu'mineen, وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. They are hold tight with the truth, spread the truth and be patient with the truth and with each other. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today to be engaged and ache and think about the condition of the ummah is a duty, is a responsibility, is not if I like. And also we have the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the chapter Al-Amr bil-Ma'ruf wa Nahya al-Munkar, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us, whoever see wrong, try to correct it with hand, if he cannot, with his mouth, if he cannot, with his tongue, with his heart. And beyond that is no adept of atom of iman. The scholar said, meaning the minimum of the minimum is to ache, make dua, and be in a constant dua and zikr for the ummah, and for everyone do goodness for the ummah, and be involved whatever you can. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we're in it. If you go back to the article Al-Najat, the rescue, who Allah will save them, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cleared it. He said in Quran, only muslihun, not salihun, meaning you have to be good by yourself, spread goodness to be among the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people who Allah rescue them in a time of fitna, in a time of calamity. Ameen, ameen ya rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. One non-Muslim or an atheist He came to a scholar in old days, and he tell him, I have a question for you. He said, go ahead. He said, is everything in your book is correct? The scholar said, 100%. Everything is correct. He said, the kafir, the non-Muslim, he said to him, how come in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, is the kuffar, the disbeliever, will never be above the believer? And the scholar said, because we are a Muslim, we not a mu'min. And now the man asked, what is the difference between a mu'min and a Muslim? He said, today we have a lot of Muslimin. They follow the ritual. They do salah, zakah, hajj, fasting, Ramadan, you name it. But they are in agony and calamity and hardship from every aspect, from economy, state of family, society, you name it. Where it coming from, all this calamity? All this calamity, you can comprehend it if you read Quran. When Quran, chapter 49, Al-Hujurat, verse 14, when the people came, the Bedouin came to Rasulullah SAW and said, Ya Rasulullah, we are mu'mineen. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam said, no, don't tell them they are mu'mineen, but say, we are Muslimin. And Iman is not inculcated in our heart. The question in here now, why we are in this agony and calamity all over and the condition of the Ummah? And the answer in Quran again. If you look at Quran, Quran talk about believer, mu'mineen. You have sometimes Muslimin, mu'mineen. And when you look at all the verses about the victory, is for mu'mineen. For example, chapter Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 47. And Allah promised He will give victory to the mu'mineen. Promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, if we are a mu'mineen, Allah will make us the elevated one in mankind. Chapter 3, Al-Imran, verse 139. And also, if we are a mu'mineen, Allah will not make anybody above us. This chapter 4, An-Nisa, verse 141. Also, if we are a mu'mineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow us to continue like that. Chapter 3, verse 179, Ala Imran. Chapter 3, verse 179, Ala Imran. And if we are a mu'mineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will be with us. Chapter 8, Al-Anfal, verse 19. But because we are in a state of Islam and we did not be elevated to the state of Iman, and this is the majority. Chapter 8, verse 26. I'm sorry, chapter 26, verse 8. Chapter 26, verse 8. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly said, the majority of them is not a believer. By this way, the answer from Quran, who is a believer? We go to chapter At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 112. Allah said, who are the believer? And in here, you have to understand, to be among those, you have to be doing everything. You cannot collect some and derive some. By this way, inshallah, by the will of Allah, at this time, we have to be in a journey to elevate ourselves from a state of Islam to the state of Iman, to gain the victory, the strength, the tawfiq, the ability, the power, the might, And most of all, to Allah be with us in every aspect, dunya and akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to be among those and spread the message to elevate the deen of Allah and alleviating the suffering of others. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ignorant in Quran or Jahiliyyah has been repeated in Quran many times in four major topics. Assuming Jahiliyyah, called Zannul Jahiliyyah, or Zann al-Jahiliyyah. Two, dealing and govern ourselves with Jahiliyyah, of Hukm al-Jahiliyyah. Three, Tabarruj al-Jahiliyyah, to dress with ignorant according to Jahiliyyah. Four, Hamiyat al-Jahiliyyah, to have feeling and loyalty and belonging to Jahiliyyah. The first one, it is a corruption of the nation. And any corruption of the nation will never happen unless we have a corruption of the heart. Two, any corruption of a nation will not happen without the corruption of the leader. Third, any corruption of any nation will never happen without the corruption of woman. Four, any corruption of a nation will not happen except when we have tribalism, sack, rank among us above our Islam. And when you look at these four, we have them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, in the end of time, we will go back to all the jahiliyyah, all the ignorance like before Islam. And this is what we do. Even among us, the one we claim we have Islam and we have certain ritual, but when you look at us, the way we act, the way we deal with each other, the way society structure, all over, we have tribalism among us. Our woman is corrupted. Our leader is corrupted. Our heart is corrupted. And our even relationship with each other is so corrupted. And when this happens, this is a downfall of any nation and the chaos and the ending of any nation. By this way, if you ask me today, the way we behave, we asking not to destroy ourselves, destroy ourselves, destroy the future of our generation, and meaning, may Allah save us. We will be accountable in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the cause of the downfall of Islam in earth. Imagine. Imagine when we come in the front of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell us, you try to destroy my deen and you try to spread mischief. Remember the four. Don't ever forget it. Start with the heart. If the heart is corrupted, everything will be corrupted. May Allah save us from the corruption of the heart, corruption of our woman, corruption of our leader, corruption of our society. We are all responsible. We are in one boat and we are responsible. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah about the people in the boat. Go read it, inshallah. May Allah save us and not make us among those who will be accountable and coming in the front of Allah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks me, what you did to my deen? What you did to my deen? What you did to my nation? And what happened in the front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is why when you read about the hadith about this day, some people, the neat will be falling down from their faces. And wal'iyadu billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the face to be melted from the heat. Just in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know if we really stir awake and we're realizing what we're doing, what we're aiming for, and how I can meet Allah and tell Him, I am Allah, I did my utmost. Honest to Allah, we're not doing the utmost. We're not doing even the half of most. We're not doing even 25 of the most. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me, do the utmost for me. Can you stand in the front of Allah with excuse? Wallahi, I'm so scared. I'm scared for myself and my ending. I'm scared for my responsibility in the front of Allah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah and fear the day we will be accountable. And Allah will ask you what you did to my deen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to you, what you did to me and what you did to my people after me. And imagine, I said it loud and clear years ago, we hate our children. Don't claim you love your children. You hate your children. Because if you love your children, you prepare the environment, the one it can care for them. But we destroy every environment and we're not working to develop any environment. Allah bear witness, long time ago, 30, 40 years ago, I keep telling people, oh people, get together, build a school, be united, be good to each other, live around each other. Because if you do not have the love of each other for Allah, we're not going anywhere. And all this will never happen if the heart is not straight with Allah. We claim the heart is straight, but look, division day by day. Division day by day. And honest to Allah, wallahi, I swear by Allah, we acting like children in the kindergarten. We're not acting like men. We're not acting like Muslim. We're not acting like mu'min. No, no way. No way. We're too far. And we're not making the right steps for that. Allah bear witness, I share with you what in my heart, and every one of us responsible about his action, everybody responsible about what he have in his heart, and everybody responsible about what he's spreading, what he tried to do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being betrayer to the amana of Allah. This is the ultimate. And if you betrayed the amana of Allah, you think you have anything left in your life? You think you have anything left in your life? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Imagine we betrayed Allah. We betrayed the deen of Allah. We betrayed the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we just link, and talk. Because if we mean it, we'll be united. We try to be good for Allah. And we put the different aside, we put anything aside just to elevate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the ego and the arrogant and the disease of the heart and the culture and the ignorant and jahiliyyah is above the Islam. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Wake up, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Do whatever it takes to be united to Allah. Take whatever it takes to be united with the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do what it takes to be united with each other before it's too late, because we are in it, we are going too fast in the end of time. Do your utmost, do a lot of zikr and dua, do a lot of tasbih, and do whatever you can, and rise up from all this childish and culture and ignorance of the nafs. Wake up big time, wake up big time. May Allah save us, and remember, prepare the answer between you and Allah. Prepare the answer between you and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are you going to tell him? This is a bad time. This is a tough time. This is a time you cannot make excuses. You cannot talk the way you talk now. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us from being the betrayer of the amanah of Allah wa Rasuluh in earth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma inni ballaght, Allahumma fashhad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allah bear witness, I give them the message. Bear witness, I'm trying.